Good morning, Abbas. I hope everyone's well. I apologize for the delay. We were towards the end of the Pirush HaGaon here on Pasuk Ches of Shema B'nei Musa Avicha V'Altito Ashtar Simecha. So we saw that the Gaon suggests two different pshatim. First, he gives pshat in the pasuk Shema b'nei Musa Avicha v'Altito Ashtar Simecha on its own, meaning if you take this pasuk self-contained, and the Gaon says that on that level, Musa Avicha represents, symbolizes Torah Shebichtav. Torah Simecha represents, symbolizes Torah Shebaal Peh. And then he says, but the pasuk should also be understood, not just on its own, it should also be understood in tandem with the previous pasuk. And on that level, so then, or from that vantage point, Musa Avicha, the Musa Avicha and Titosh and the Torah Simecha signify not Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaal Peh, but rather the years Hashem Reishis Doas represents Torah in the sense of Talmud Torah, whereas the Musa Avicha and Torah Simecha respectively represent Mitzvahs Esei and Mitzvahs Las Esei. So we suggested that Yitachin, one indication that this pasuk, even on the level of pshat, means different things. Here, the Netziv in his Perush Al HaTorah has a very important yisod. He says that we know that there are different levels on which Torah should be understood. Let's say we not necessarily that we know what this means, but we're all familiar with Pardes, right? Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. That the same Pasuk means one thing on a level of Pshat, another thing on a level of Remez, another thing on a level of Drush. Drush, what we colloquially call the Drush. And it means yet another thing on the level of Sod. And Tziv says, but especially in Sefer Dvarim, psukim have multiple meanings on the level of pshat. And the Netziv, as a matter of fact, suggests that that's what the name Mishneh Torah reflects. The name Mishneh Torah, Mishneh as in double, right? Mishneh as in double, Mishneh Lechem. Lechem Mishneh, right? That it means double the amount. That here, even on the level of pshat, the Netziv says that the psukim, which on the level of pshat, have multiple meanings, have double meanings. So, for instance, to see an example of that in the beginning of Parashas Re'eh, the bracha klala refer to the bracha and klala of which were pronounced in Hagriza Mahar Eval? Or does it mean no? The bracha and klala of, in general of the way of life of listening to Torah and obeying Torah and mitzvahs, as opposed to Rachman al-Islam, the alternatives. And Tziv says, just neither pshat alone is adequate. And just on the level of pshat, it contains this double meaning. So we suggested that there's something similar over here. Because there always has to be a reason for why something is expressed in a mashal and not expressed directly. So it can be expressed in a mashal because it's Sisrei Torah. It can be expressed in a mashal because the concept is something which will be elucidated by being presented in a mashal and therefore will grasp it more fully, or will grasp it better than if it were just stated directly. But to instruct someone that, you know, if you want to lohavin imrei bina, so that means studying a combination of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh, so if anything, that's said more effectively, more efficiently, without the mashal. So why the mashal? So we said that one of the things that a mashal allows for is it's a way, since something can symbolize or represent more than one thing simultaneously, it's a way of compressing multiple meanings into a single sentence. And hence, the Gaon says, this must be that this pasuk has multiple meanings. It's interesting to note in that context, Rav Bosai, you know, that if in Parshas Vayichi, if one learns Chumash with Onkelos, so Rashi points out that Onkelos, and this is not the norm in Onkelos in the rest of the Targum in Chumash, but that Onkelos gives multiple pshatim for phrases. But Rashi says, when you learn through Onkelos, it's clear that he's giving more than one understanding. And it's obviously not coincidental that we encounter that phenomenon, the Netziv's Mishnah Torah, as it were, in Onkelos, Dafka by Birkas Yaakov, which again is expressed poetically, right? I mean, Yaakov Avinu is not he's not saying that Yehuda is a lion, literally, obviously. So it's poetic language. It's mishalim. It's metaphors. It's parables. And dafka there, Onkelos gives multiple pshatim. Okay, v'heim neged. So nochemal. So the Gaon says, ubechlolos. So just reviewing, ubechlolos here midway through pasuk ches in the Gaon, ubechlolos elu shnei apsukim heim. Again, understanding these two psukim as a unit rather than each pasuk individually. So ubechlolos elu shnei apsukim heim. Torah mitzvos, esse velos esse v'hainu reishes das. Right, the previous pasuk of Yeres Hashem reishes das. He a Torah. Ushma gomer, meaning Shema b'di Musa avichu hu mitzvos esse. Ve'al titosh, al titosh avosimecha hu los esse. Why does the sort of the father, the Musar Avicha, symbolize, represent Mitzvah Esei, whereas the Torah Simecha symbolizes, represents Mitzvah Los Esei. So whenever you have such a pasuk, so the pasuk is speaking in terms of a typology. In the real world, these types are supposed to be combined and blended. You know, in the real world, whatever Zohar represents, whatever Nekeva represents, so a person is supposed to have both. And so too, in the real world, in terms of parenting, so whatever we're about to talk about here in terms of typology of an aim, in the real world, so the Av is supposed to have elements of the aim, and the aim is supposed to have elements of the Av. But in terms of speaking in typological categories. Speaking in typological categories, so what it means in terms of corresponding to the world is that the father, you know, generally is associated with a certain bechina of being strict, so he makes demands, do this, right? Demands generally are proactive. The mother is looking out for the welfare of the child. So she's always saying, you know, be careful not to do this, be careful not to go outside without your coat, and be careful not to stay up too late, v'chulu. And then the father is the one who's making demands. And in that sense, as a typology, so the father represents mitzvahs esei, the mother represents mitzvahs los esei. The other reason on another level right? Both of these levels exist. So there's a symmetry. On another level, the father represents the mitzvah sase, the mother the mitzvah lo sase, because there's basically no difference between zechorim and nekevos when it comes to mitzvah lo sase. So there's basically no difference. Masha Ein came when it comes to mitzvah essay. So where we have the call of mitzvah essay shazman grama. So mitzvah essay we identify more with zechorim, and hence in terms of parenting with the father. Masha Ein Kain, heyos, that here there's no difference. So we therefore by default, as it were, identify the mitzvah lo sasei with the mother. Then the Gon concludes, Vahem, again, now saying Pshat with these two psukim as a unit, as opposed to two discrete units. Vahem neged shlosha shutfin sheva adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ovev V'Ima. Right, so Chazal say, famously, that in the Gemara Kiddushin, the Gimel shutfin ba'adam. So l'chora, this correlation that the Gaon is pointing out, whenever you say there's a correlation, well, at least in this context, so the correlation is not just, well, you know, there's the pshat and the correlation over here is as follows. That, as it were, each of the shutfim ba'adam is contributing to Adam something that he needs to fulfill his obligation, his chovaso v'olama. And I don't know, you can have a shutfim in a business. So lav dafka that each one is contributing something that's necessary for the business. No, I want to have a chelik in the profits of the business, so I put some money into the business. But lav dafka that there's some kind of correlation between my investment and the way the business functions and what the business is able to accomplish and the way the business is able to market its product. Here, what the Gaon means in this correlation of Heim Keneged Gimel Shutfim Ba'odom is that the Pshat in Gimel Shutfim Ba'odom, the Omek HaPshat, is that each one is providing an indispensable element that a person needs to draw upon. So, specifically, Talmud Torah is keneged the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, as it were, chelek in the shutfus. A person learns Torah with the seichel that Rav Shalom gave him, above and beyond anything and everything else. What's most central, again, we need rebbeim, we need chavrusas, we need talmidim, we need, but all of that is to help us apply and use and take advantage of the seichel of the atal chonen olam das umalamed la'enosh bina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's contribution. And above and beyond every other area in life, Siyata Deshmaya is unique within the realm of Talmud Torah. Gal Einai Vabita Neflos Mitorah Sacha. Right, the Rambam writes in the Yud Gimel Ikorim that a person is supposed to be mevakesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should let him understand those Chalkei HaTorah which are especially cryptic, which strike us as being especially obscure. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chelik in the shutfus is keneged the Talmud Torah. The father's chelik in the shutfus, again, the father representing the mitzvah essay, the mother of the mitzvah's dosa, say their chelik in the shutfus is that with all the seichel that a person has, so it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible for a person to be autonomous. A person needs, again, a person needs the chinuch, the hadracha, the musa that he gets from his parents. Don't we see that there are people who, even without the blessing of growing up in a home of Torah and mitzvahs, so that they become, okay, that's because somewhere along the line that they meet someone who's acting in loco parentis, who's acting in the role of the father in providing the chinuch and the masorah and the hadracha, who's acting in the role of the mother in terms of providing the chinuch, the masorah, the hadracha. And that's what it means. The keneged shlosha shufim sheba adam is that each of them is contributing what we need in order to function in these three areas of Talmud Torah, mitzvahs esseh, mitzvahs lo esseh, the seichel, the capacity, the ability to learn Torah, the chinuch, the masorah, the musar, the hadracha, to fulfill mitzvahs esseh, mitzvahs lo esseh. I was wondering, I don't know whether this is the case, the Gaon, I don't see anywhere where the Gaon is being meramez, but whether the fi darko shel hagon, the simple pshat in Musa, again, as we commented, is miloshon v'yadatim levavecha ki kasha yiyasa ish zbeno kem Hashem l'kachem yasurek. It means chastising. But I wonder, especially in line with the negative shlosha shutshin for Shabbat Adam, if al pi darko shel hagon, maybe. Again, if the Gaon's not saying it, if it's not Baal Tosef, to wonder about the following, you know, in the period that we say Shabbos Hagadol from Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, Baal Yatos was quoted right in our Ripsochim, in Elkei Ruchas L'chol Basa. So the opening stanza is Elkei Ruchas L'chol Basa, Chok Li'amo Masa, here's the next phrase, the one that we want to. What we want to look at for a moment, v'hizhiram b'chsav musar, v'hizhiram b'chsav musar, mem vav samach resh, livdag chameitz ola avasa. So what's k'sav musar? What was a musar sefer about being bodag chameitz ola avasa? So my father, Zechon Levracha, said that the explanation of that phrase, b'ksav musa, is mean ksav, which is nimsar to us. It's lashon masara. It's not lashon musa in the sense of related to kashi yiyaser ishes b'no, related to the meaning of chastisement, but rather musa related to masara, related to something which is a tradition, which is transmitted. V'hisivam b'ksav musa. One wonders if that's not a level of meaning here, again, according to what we're talking about in the Gaon, but in general, if that's not a level of meaning here in the Pasuk as well, that Musar Avicha, again, not only Miloshan Musar is related to Yisurim, Yiyaseh, but Musar is related to V'hizhivam B'chsav Musar. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. We need to tomorrow morning. We'll continue with the next pasuk. Okay, so we'll hopefully we'll have the mitzvah shem resume around 12:30 with Kol Shah. Everyone should have a good productive morning. Be well. Be safe. And we'll see.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Rabbi, will ask a question.
Sure.
The last idea that we were saying about the mitzvah essay and mitzvah essay being kind of like the hab and the aim, does that not like kind of provide in its own right? Like,
does that not provide what?
Not like provide in its own right why hab and aim would be like a mashal that teaches more significance?
Why there would be a mashal of what?
Meaning, like we were saying that just saying that just being represented in av and im isn't like teaching anything. Isn't like helping us like gain any insight through the mashal. And therefore,
no,
we said that
about the first pshat of Torah Sheva Seven Torah Sheva Alpe. Again, this is already. Once we've come to this second chat, we've already explained why there's a mashal, right?
Okay. And I guess, like, also, I was kind of just wondering...
the recording has stopped.
If the pasuk is... If the mashal is teaching, like, two different things, and that's why it chose to represent these two things in a mashal, like, why does the pasuk have an interest in doing that? Is it just to, like, save words?
It's that also, but it's not only that. It's that also in the sense that it's a reflection of the, you know, of the greatness of Torah. You know that there's so many layers of meaning in one pasuk. So it's certainly a reflection of greatness that's the case. But l'chaim it also. It let's say in this context, it's also very instructive for the following reason. Because it drives home and reflects a point, you know, more importantly, reflects, and that's why you find it kaseder. It reflects a point that. This is true in so many contexts that things are meaningful individually. They have one dimension of meaning. And then as part of a certain broader and larger whole, then they take on added significance. So let's say learning Maseches Pesachim. Learning Maseches Pesachim is meaningful k'shel atzmo. It doesn't have to be placed in any broader context. It's such an important limud, and the halacha lemaisa v'chulu. But it's also certainly true that in terms of the ultimately having a panoramic understanding of Torah and knowing Shas, that it's significant as that also. It would be wrong to say that it's only significant in its own right. It would be wrong to say that it's only significant as a chelik of Shas. It's significant in both senses. So that reality, which is present in so many different contexts, is also one which is reflected in the Pesukim. Shema b'nei Musa v'ichla tito shavisim mecha is a pasuk which has something to teach us on its own. But it's also a pasuk that has something to teach us as part of a larger unit.